Hey guys, Mike with Flight Bridge Ed. It's October and you know what that means, EMS conferences. Yep, all the big ones, AMTC, EMS World, and of course we're getting ready for Fast 19 in May next year. But to celebrate you, our listeners, Flight Bridge Ed is offering 20% off of all the courses and books we offer at flightbridgeed.com. Just use the discount code hashtag FAST. Yes, you have to use the hashtag, so hashtag FAST. Whether you want to pick up the ventilator management book, or sign up for the online university, or even attend a live course, just use the hashtag FAST when you check out and enjoy that 20% discount. There has never been a better time for you to partner with Flight Bridge Ed than now. The whole team at Flight Bridge Ed appreciates your continued support, and we look forward to seeing you at one of these amazing conferences. Take care, guys.
The content of this podcast is based on medical fact and evidence-based practice from credible authoritative sources, but is not a substitute for your institution's policies, procedures, common sense, or good judgment. The views and opinions are those of Eric Bauer and Flight Bridge Ed in their entirety. This is the Flight Bridge Ed Podcast, critical care and emergency medicine education for nurses and paramedics. Here's your host, Eric Bauer.
Hey everybody, Eric back with you. Today's podcast is a podcast I've been wanting to put out for some time. If you listen to the recent podcast that we put out, you probably realized really quickly that something was amiss. I was hijacked. I was kidnapped. I was tied up in the corner, and the Foam Frat team of Tyler Cristofoli and Sam Ireland, they took over my studio. They put out a great topic, and it's a topic that I think really fits with a topic I've been wanting to put out for some time. I think I'm always reluctant to put out topics that are non-clinical based, non-education based, as we've put out for the last 5 or 6 years. But I think every so often, we need to be reminded about these other small little aspects of our job. I think if you're just entering into the critical care environment, or maybe you're a nurse or paramedic that is working ground or in the ER ICU, it's real easy to become complacent, real easy to kind of lose sight of where you started from and how you got to where you currently are in your career. And I think we start out, we're on fire, we're reading everything, we're studying everything, we get out of school, and you may maintain that for some short period of time. Some of you may be still passionate, but I think the key thing that I want to illustrate in this podcast is our number one tool in medicine is our brain. It's us being prepared. It's not the advanced procedures. It's not intubation. It's not the cardiac monitor. It's not our IV skills. It's not medications. It truly is our ability to critically think, our ability to understand complex topics and apply them in a very easy to understand format, to where you get on a scene, you get on a call, a flight, and you can easily recall that information, remember it, and apply it. And I truly believe that our critical thinking, understanding, hey, if we do A, it's going to affect the patient in this way, and our outcome is going to be B. And sometimes not doing something, or maybe waiting to do something, is the better option. It's not always about, hey, let's get this ET tube placed immediately. Hey, let's rush this, get the ET tube placed, get off scene in 5 to 10 minutes. It's understanding, hey, this patient has a critically low blood pressure. They have a systolic less than 80. Hey, let's put end-tidal CO2 on and see what that end-tidal CO2 is. Oh man, it's 25. This patient has a high probability of arrest. What's their shock index? Maybe we should wait to intubate this patient. Maybe we should wait on scene an extra 10, 15 minutes, resuscitate over a 5-minute period, reevaluate our shock index, reevaluate our patient before we push all these medications, dump their pressure, and then they arrest. Because ultimately, remember guys, we're trying to get them to definitive care. So I think critical care, if I had to define critical care, it's understanding the critical thinking, understanding the pathophysiology to the point where you can make good, defined, informed decisions and guide your resuscitation. Slow down. If you've ever been into a level 1 trauma center, which I'm sure every one of you have, It's amazing to watch these seasoned trauma surgeons or attendings. They're calm. They sit back. They observe. They're able to critically think. They slow the pace down. They command respect just by their ability to stay calm, to focus their energy into the entire team and guide that resuscitation. And so I think it's very, very important to understand that they get that way based on their ability to critically think. And that is facilitated by our ability to study, to stay hungry in knowledge, to never, ever play the whole status quo game. Always be curious. Stay passionately curious. You truly should be reading something new every single month. When you're on shift, you should be pulling out the protocols. You should be listening to some type of podcast. If there's questions on that podcast, look it up. If it's our podcast, email me, call me. My phone number is on everything we have. My email is everywhere. Email me, call me. I will answer any questions you have. If I don't have the answer, I definitely will find the answer. I will guide you to somebody that does. But we have to remember that our ability to take care of our patients is directly related to our knowledge, our ability to stay calm in those situations. And I think the podcast that we put out that Foam Frat provided for us was amazing, because we get in those situations, we get in those stressful situations where maybe things aren't going perfectly. Our patient is maybe difficult. Maybe our patient is gravely ill. Maybe we're in a really tight situation. Maybe it's a long extrication. Whatever that is, we need one or both crew members to stop and reset. And that's where you have to go back and rely on your knowledge. So I just want to challenge every one of you. If you're not hungry to learn more, if you don't know where to seek that information out, email me. I will guide you and give you lots of resources to where you can seek evidence-based medicine out, looking at the newest concepts. So I challenge you to kind of awaken yourself. We're coming up to a new year. If you're striving to become a critical care provider, you're going to learn really, really quickly that it's much different than what you did previously, maybe on a ground ambulance, maybe in the ED. You're going to have to make some pretty major decisions on your own. You're going to have to work as a team. I think, again, the best teams are paramedic nurse teams. And you're going to have to work with each other and really depend on each other's experiences and mesh those experiences. And we can only do that. We can only be comfortable with ourselves. We can only stay confident in those stressful situations if we have the knowledge to do so. And I think knowledge completely fixes most stressful situations. The people that I see that freak out on calls, that panic, that may not do the right things, at the end of the day, I've seen lack that knowledge. They have lacked the knowledge based on maybe complacency. Maybe they just don't want to study anymore. Maybe they don't want to learn new things. And it's really easy in this line of work to be left behind. So don't be that person. Stand alone. Be infectious to your coworkers. And learn something new every month. That's just my little tidbit. Again, great podcast by the Foam Frat team. Remember, you have the choice. Make a difference, and your patients will truly benefit from that. Until next time, I will talk to you soon.
This has been a production of the Flight Bridge Ed Podcast, leading the way in pre-hospital critical care and emergency medicine education.